Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ashlyn Wehner. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, sponsored by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, we had the pleasure of speaking with Edgardo S. Santos, MD, FACP, FCCP, about 2023 updates from the Phase 3 Empower Lung 1 and Empower Lung 3 clinical trials. Dr. Santos is an Associate Professor of Clinical Biomedical Sciences at Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, as well as Vice Chairman of the Florida Society of Clinical Oncology Membership Committee. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Santos discussed key long-term findings from the Empower Lung 3 trial of cemiplimab plus chemotherapy in patients with advanced non-small cell lung cancer, considerations that arise when evaluating data from the subgroup analyses of the Empower Lung 1 trial of cemiplimab monotherapy in patients with non-small cell lung cancer and a PD-L1 score over 50%, and how these data emphasize the importance of conducting long-term follow-up analyses in clinical trials.
One of the clinical trials that has been recently developed and has become a standard of care is Empower Lung 3. So remember, there is Empower EM, and there is also Empower IM. So just to call attention of our audience. So the Empower EM, Empower Lung 3 is a clinical trial phase 3 that a randomized patient with advanced disease or locally advanced disease that couldn't go to surgery or receive chemoradiation. The study includes all histologies, non-squamous and squamous. And the study was also stratified by PD-L1 expression. The study were two groups. One group received chemotherapy accordingly to the histologic type plus a PD-1 inhibitor called cemiplimab versus chemotherapy. A study continued until progression of disease or toxicity, and the primary endpoint of the Empower Lung 3 was overall survival. The study was positive for overall survival, showing a decrease of death of 29% of patients that receive chemotherapy plus cemiplimab. Other primary endpoints, as well as secondary endpoints, such as progression-free survival, overall response rate, and duration of response, were also in favor of the chemoimmunotherapy, chemo plus cemiplimab. What is also important is that recently, in a longer follow-up, and this is critical because we in oncology, we see the initial analysis, but we would like to know how that particular study does over the time. Show me if the study results keep that consistently as the time passed by. Show me how that study is doing after 2, 3, 4, 5 years of follow-up. So recently, there was a follow-up on the Empower Lung 3 with longer follow-up, almost 30 months, in which the overall survival continued to be in favor of the combination of chemotherapy plus cemiplimab. In fact, now the hazard ratio of overall survival is lower. Instead of being 0.71 initially presentation, now it's 0.65. So there is a 35% decreased chance of death by applying chemotherapy plus cemiplimab to patients with non-small cell lung cancer with no genomic alterations. So the study continued being positive, and when they also evaluate progression-free survival and the other thing that we mentioned, like duration of response, overall response rate, they remain at the same thing that it showed initially. I want to mention also that this combination from the Empower Lung 3 has a very good median overall survival, which is 22.1 months. So today, in the first line therapy, when we apply immunotherapy plus chemotherapy, the regimens needs to be around that bar between 20 to 20 month median overall survival, which means that if you choose 100 patients with the same characteristic and you apply that regimen, 50% of the patients are still alive and we don't know for how long, which is very good because we have come from the old time with median overall survival of 12 to 14 months, and now we are speaking of 22 plus months of median overall survival. So at the end of the day, the Empower Lung 3 was positive initial analysis and a recent follow-up that was presented in ESMO and a longer follow-up. Now, I want to mention something more of Empower Lung 3, which always caught my attention, which is the amount of patients that were included with squamous cell histology. What I say that, all of us in lung cancer, we know that there is a big difference between adenocarcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma. Squamous cell carcinoma portray a worse prognosis. Why? Because it's more associated with larger history of smoking. The lesions are more central. So when are central in the chest, there are other important structures that can be affected, the great vessels, the heart, and also because of the larger history of being a smoker, there are other comorbid conditions, cardiovascular disease, perivascular disease, and others. In the Empower Lung 3, there were 43% of the entire population that were squamous cell histology. So the sponsor also did a subgroup analysis based on histology. And it was very striking, the fact that for squamous cell histology, the median overall survival remained at 22 months. Also, it continued having a very strong hazard ratio for squamous cell histology. The hazard ratio was 0.61, which is a 39% decreased chance of death by using chemotherapy plus cemiplimab for squamous cell histology. However, I need to say that it was a post hoc analysis, so we cannot say that it is significant, but it's very nice to see that in a post-hoc analysis for this particular group, it was still very striking result. I also want to mention that when you look at the confidence interval of that specific hazard ratio of 0.61, the confidence interval did not go across the unit, which us in medicine like to see that. So Empower Lung 3, again, one of the standard of care here in USA, approved by the NCCN, and then on a longer follow-up, continue showing a striking difference in overall survival and also for squamous cell histology. In another important study that we have, which I briefly mentioned with no names, include an agent called cemiplimab, which is a PD-1 inhibitor. This study is the Empower Lung 1. You hear me talking about Empower Lung 3, which is the combination of cemiplimab plus chemotherapy, but that study followed the original study and the landmark study called Empower Lung 1, which is cemiplimab monotherapy. Very great study, and I will tell you why. The Empower Lung 1 include patients similar to the Empower Lung 3, patient with locally advanced disease that couldn't receive chemoradiation, could not go for surgery, and also stage 4 disease. The study was a randomization 2-to-1. Patient received in the randomization 2 cemiplimab alone, and the control group was chemotherapy. The patient were followed up until progression of disease or toxicity. Primary endpoint was overall survival. I also want to mention that in this particular study, the sponsor, in my opinion, was ahead of the game for the following. Those patients that were receiving cemiplimab, if they progressed, they were allowed to receive chemotherapy, and the patient responds, the patient can continue on immunotherapy. The control group, once they progressed on chemotherapy, they were allowed to receive semi-primat, to crossover. And I want to mention that a crossover in this Empower Loan One is one of the biggest ones that I have seen in my career. 74% crossover, which means that 74% of the patients in this study that were on chemotherapy and progressed, they received semiplimab. And keep in mind that the primary endpoint was overall survival. This study includes patients with PD-L1 expression above 50%. The study was positive. And because of that, in this interview, I mentioned there are three standard of care for monotherapy if the patient has PD-L1 expression above 50%. One of them is semiplimab, which is based on the Empower Long One. Now, let me tell you about the characteristic of the Empower Long One. Number one is this study that includes all histology, 45% of the patient had squamous cell histology. Again, a histology that portray a poor prognosis versus non-squamous. Why? Heavy smoker history, more cardiovascular disease, perivascular disease, the tumor are central. I also want to mention that the Empower Long One also allow patients that have hepatitis B, hepatitis C, or HIV control. They also allow patients to have brain metastasis if they were controlled. Certain characteristics that we don't usually see in lung cancer trials. They also have a significant amount of patients with liver disease that we know that liver disease, metastasis to the liver, also portray poor prognosis. The overall survival was positive, but it was a decrease in 32%. Progression-free survival on the Empower Long One was also positive. And this study has a longer follow-up. And this is, again, critical. The Empower Long One has a follow-up of 3 years now. And I can tell you that the overall survival is still positive. And this is a post-hoc analysis. But now the impactful of overall survival is deeper. The hazard ratio is 0.63, which means 37% decreased chance of death by using semiplimab monotherapy on patients that has PD-L1 above 50%. So again, you can see this Empower Long One on patients with PD-L1 above 50% be impactful at the initial analysis and then as a longer follow-up. And that also includes the issue that I mentioned before, factors such as that almost 50%, to be more exact, 45% of the patients had squamous cell histology. I also want to mention that Empower Long One showed us a very important data that we have not seen in other study. The sponsor of this clinical trial, Empower Long One, using semiplimab, stratified patients with different level of PD-L1, 50% to 60% PD-L1 expression, 60% to 90% PD-L1 expression, and expression of PD-L1 above 90%. And they were able to prove and make an statement, yes, the expression of PD-L1 is very important. As higher the PD-L1, the likelihood of getting a great response is also much better. When we saw the stratification based on this PD-L1, we knew the impact on progression-free survival, it was great according to the expression. So they were able to do that in a pre-specified analysis, and we were very glad to see that kind of analysis.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Enclave On Air, sponsored by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.enclave.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. Enclave is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at Enclave. On Facebook, like us at Enclave, and follow our Enclave page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of Enclave On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms, so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to Enclave On Air.